Are Jimmy Carter and Plains, Georgia kind of synonymous, Mayor?
Yes, sir. I think so. That is what our town is known for. You know, everybody comes to Plains in the older days. They just would hope to get a glimpse of him out and about town, which was a common thing. And you know, everybody just when you think of Plains, Georgia, I tell people where I'm from sometime, and they're like, "Oh, where's that?" I say, "Hometown of President Carter." And they're, "Oh, okay, we know where he at now."
Mayor, we heard so much about the work Mr. Carter did across the country and even abroad after he left office as the president. I am curious, how much of an impact did he leave on the town of Plains?
Oh, it's huge, huge. I mean, everywhere you go in Plains, I don't know if you've ever been there, but if you ever do get the chance to come visit us, I mean, it doesn't matter where you go, what you do, it's everything in the town, his pictures everywhere, memorabilia everywhere. But it goes much deeper than that. You know, that's kind of the touristy stuff. But just his ethics, the kind of man he was, and the fact that he wanted to come home and live in Plains when he could have gone and lived anywhere in the world in any kind of house he wanted to. He wanted to come back home to Plains, and that just says a lot about our people, our little town, and about him especially.
Mayor, I'm curious, what has life been like for you guys in Plains, Georgia, since President Carter passed away on Sunday?
Well, it has definitely changed. Our population has probably doubled already, and it'll continue to go up over the coming week and a half. You know, we're a town of about 540 folks, and I think we got that many media people up and down Main Street right now. but it's yes, sir. It's been busy. It's been quite a thing. We got a kind of bad to say it, but we kind of got a practice run when Miss Roseland passed. Of course, this is a former president, so it is a big deal. But these plans have been in place for ever. They've been adjusted, but they've been in place over 20 years, and then they've been adjusted over the years, like I said. We were ready. There's always some fires to stomp out, but overall we were ready, and things are going really smooth.
Mayor, that we saw announced yesterday that President Carter going to lie in repose at the Carter Center later this week, January 4th to January 7th. That's just up the road in Atlanta. Is Plains, the town, going to do anything specifically to remember President Carter?
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again. Are we doing what?
Are you doing anything specifically to honor the president outside of maybe the state funeral that's going on?
Well, there is the state funeral, like you mentioned there, the Carter Center, and then the state funeral up at the Capitol. But when he leaves there and makes his final trip back to Georgia, he will be going to his church, his home church, Maranatha Baptist, right here in Plains, where there will be a private service to honor him and his family. And then after that, he will be taken back to his home to be buried next to Miss Roseland there on the family plot. And, of course, that will be family only at the burial, but we'll be doing that. Another thing I'd like to mention is an honor to sign a proclamation for the city of Plains. Council voted on it. I signed it back in October 1st, which was his birthday, 100th birthday. We signed a proclamation making October 1st every year Jimmy Carter Day forevermore. And so we will be having events in Plains every October 1st in his memory, honoring his legacy. And, you know, we'll be planning events. Don't know exactly what we'll be doing yet, but there will always be something going on, especially on October 1st. From now on Jimmy Carter Day, October 1st.
That's great. Mayor, you were on the city council before being elected the mayor of Plains. What sort of interactions and relationship did you have with with President Carter during your time on the city council and now as mayor?
Well, I've had numerous interactions with him as a councilman, not so much as a mayor. I've only been in office for 6 months as the mayor of Plains, and his health was not good during my time as the mayor. But as a councilman, I interacted with him numerous times. And then just as a resident, the back of my house faces the back of his house. And so we're backdoor neighbors. We can't see each other. There's a plot of land between us. But it was not uncommon for us to see him and Ms. Roseland walking through the backfield, holding hands, spending a little time together, and us sitting on the back porch and just wave at him. And he'd smile and wave back. So it was not uncommon. You know, I saw him in numerous things and just say, hey, you know, hello, Mr. Jimmy. And he'd always smile and stop and talk, always had time for everybody. I'll tell you one little story on the city council. He's a big proponent of solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
And in that land behind the house, he wanted to put a solar field. Well, I wasn't so happy about that because it kind of spoiled my view of the woods and the trees and the fields. So I got in touch with him. He came over to the house and sat on my back porch. And we drank a glass of tea, and I expressed my displeasure that my view was not going to be what it used to be. He, being a former president, being Jimmy Carter, said, well, you know, we're going to put it in, but what can I do to be a good neighbor? And I said, well, if you could just move it over a little bit and maybe plant some trees along the edge of it so that my view is still green. I know that's green energy, but I'd like to have some real green out there. And he said, I'll do it. And he had no reason to do that other than just being a good neighbor. And I think that says a lot about who he is.
Mayor, that's awesome. Appreciate your time and perspective. I'm thinking about you and all the folks of Plains, and certainly appreciate you getting up early and talking to us today. God bless you. All the best.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks so much.